I can't remember this young man anymore. But anyway, good morning, everyone. Yeah. But I have 10 minutes to share my testimony. Yeah, and I really had a very long journey before I can accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, that he died and rose again for my sins, many sins. So, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, before that, I am from a very strong Buddhist family, especially my mom and my grandfather. They are super strong, yeah, in their faith. And in 2006, when I was 16, I became a monk because I loved to be a monk, and it was my proud to be a monk, yeah, as a Buddhism. And then I stayed as a monk for 5 years. And in 2011, nearly at the end of 2011, I left the monkhood because actually all those years, I have one question for myself. What is the purpose of me, of my existence in this world? So I never found my purpose or my peace. I always felt empty in my heart. I don't know what is the missing in my heart. And I tried to fill up those emptiness in my heart with many things in worldly that I can find. Yeah. So it's still there, missing that, I don't know, the missing part of the puzzle, the big hole in my heart is never filled before. And then 2012, I came to the school. I got the job in the school, to language school. And the school that teach, they're still running, teach a missionary to mostly Christian. Yeah, but Christian, but mostly missionary who in Cambodia and learned the language. Yeah, so I taught them. And the first day when I got to the school, they put me into Bible study on that day. It was Monday. So like the first day at the school, at the job, and the first day that I was exposed to Christianity, 2012, I don't really know what is Christianity, and I always thought I can't believe in Jesus because to me, like Buddhism is everything, was everything to me, and I felt so precious. I can't lose this precious. I cannot believe in other belief, and I also thought Jesus wasn't God and he's not God. So I couldn't believe on someone who is not God. For 6 years before I can believe in him, since 2012 to 2018. So I studied the Bible every week and joined many conference, Christian conference in many places. And I also have many Christian friends and missionary friends, and they encouraged me, they prayed for me to become a Christian, and they invite me to churches. I went, but my heart wasn't there. Not every time. All the time wasn't there. And then in 2017, when Julia enrolled at the school, she started to invite me to the church. And I said, no, I don't have time. And I like to sleep late. In the weekend. So maybe most of the time, I get up at 12, got up at 12 on the weekend. So I can't go to church. And I also don't love the church, so I couldn't go. And then she invites me to fellowship night. So I don't have excuse because I couldn't sleep yet in the early evening. Yeah, so yeah, I joined, but I stayed in the kitchen, listen to the fellowship, not in the group. And then I slowly move from the kitchen to the door, kitchen's door, and then to the chair at the back. Yeah, so move slowly. Yeah, that's it's because that's Buddhism, like it's was my my pride, so I couldn't lose my pride. Yeah, that's why. But and then 2018, I start to fall in love with the teaching, the Bible. So like back then it was in during the Buddhism's ceremony. We call Pyumban. It was 15 days long ceremony or event. Yeah. So everyone got free time, has kind of holiday. So everyone goes home. So I also went home. And then it was on Saturday that they burn incense and they enchant. So like, and I start to feel like, wow, what is this things? And because like feel strange to see this thing, to see what I practiced before. And yes, it was so strange. So, and then I prayed, and then on the Sunday, it was on Friday. And then on the Saturday, I drove my motor. I drove to the city. I left home. Actually, I planned to stay longer, but I decided to came early to join the church on Sunday. On the way, I started to realize how bad I was, or how a sinful person I was. Then I started to cry, and I prayed on my motorbike, but I cannot close my eye. Yeah, because I have to drive. Yeah, so I cry, and I don't know how long, maybe 1 hour or nearly 2 hours. Yeah, so yeah, it's a very long time for me, but I'm thankful to Julia that she didn't give up on invited me to the church, and I am one of the seats that the team, and especially Julia, invited. Yeah, so I'm thankful that I found my peace and my heart never empty again since I believe in Jesus. I don't know, yeah, just full. I don't have to fill up again with anything. Yeah, I remember those feelings. It was so hard, especially in the afternoon when I rest. Wow, it's just so empty. It's so lost in my heart. Yeah, it's hard, that feeling. Yeah, I don't know if you ever feel that, experience that feeling, but it's hard. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, because of the time, I'm going to finish. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.